Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Bounce to it.
Flame Ball, Chicken Chow Mein, Mkhetwa AKMK, and a whole bunch of other AKAs. You see the foam runners, niggas. We outside, relaxing. Be out here, nigga.
You see the 700?
Yeah.
We relaxing.
You see what's going on, man.
You see what's going on, man. Yo, it's Big Fred, a.k.a. Pandana Rolex. You know the vibes.
Vibes.
Gigi Super Fits.
Alala.
Tango. Abedo.
Epi.
Yeah, no.
RFC.
RFC,
the year
guys.
That was.
Yeah, RFC, man.
To the year that was.
Giddy Zemba Boss.
Giddy Zemba Boss.
Giddy Zemba Boss.
Hot as fuck.
Giddy Zemba Boss. Giddy Zemba Boss.
Alala.
Giddy Zemba Boss. Kiss on my boss. Kick goes to boss. December, boss.
Vesipotris, Vesipotris.
Hey, I want to end on it, boy.
Vesipotris.
Shama leg day, boy. Shama leg day, boy.
All right, let's get to work.
Hey, welcome to the Sobering Street Grammys. Jokes. Year end party jokes.
One of these years, we were going to do a Street Grammys.
Yeah, we're going to do a Street Grammys.
One of these years.
Because yeah. Latima, I. Titidin. Maragatlatu.
Aba fe short mo.
I was so short fella cuz we say if you know we say otla thola so
yeah that I call ka
good though
yeah
that I call ka da ma hantle le tswalla pele ka nonsense re ba
one drop bombs. Oh man, short niggas, man.
I know. You guys, have you guys ever seen a podcast freestyle? I don't shop a guy.
No.
Yeah, I know.
You'll see where we go when we go. You know.
Rafri flow.
First of all, we just like thank y'all though for
it's a big gratitude,
us,
yo.
Yeah. This whole year. It's been a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been a super amazing one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you please turn me down in my cans?
In Waras.
Aich.
No,
turn my headphones down. I'm in my zone.
Can you just turn me down in my cans?
I mean,
yeah, there we
go. Obiter.
Yeah, perfect. It's humane now.
Nazur.
New Rasita.
Yeah.
Ah, what's even fit to Kirking?
It's like a lot closer.
Can I
say? Even.
No shapaga shout. No, no.
Langena Bafit.
Next thing.
Hey, Bafit.
I didn't know what I'm going to do this year, but I didn't.
Thank you, fella. You know, big thank you to everybody that's been supporting. Shout out to the Sober Soldiers. Salute.
Definitely.
You know the emoji. If you're on iOS, this is what it is. If you're on Android, you'll find something that resembles a salute. Put a general or something. Put a soldier or something, you know. We're very militant here, man.
Black soldier.
Shout out to the soldiers. Shout out to the Sober Soldiers.
That's it.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, man.
The soldiers.
Yeah, man. Because these guys are so amazing, man. Like, even when you meet them in real life, you know?
They're even better in real life.
I mean,
oh, for real niggas.
Yeah, man. Sober Soldiers are actually amazing people, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
From all walks of life. like, it's been super amazing meeting these people, man.
Yeah.
Met a couple yesterday as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Went through to the Heineken thing and...
Arise.
Let me get the name right. And, you know, very interesting people as well, man. Like, the one I met was like a... his name was Katleo. He was like a... he works for a heritage conglomerate. I'm going to say heritage conglomerate. Month. No, he doesn't work for Heritage Month.
Still only works in September.
But he works for like a...
Little Gatleo.
Yeah. Shout out to Gatleo.
Shout out to Gatleo.
All the love in the world for you, brother.
Yeah, I mean, he was mad that I wasn't rocking balances yesterday, but I was like...
We were.
Yeah,
you know, the homie represents.
I still am.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I even pull out the hard ones, the 550s. I took a chance on life. Like, yo,
you took a chance on life.
Yeah, I know. Those are shoes for 4 hours, but I did a whole evening in them.
I mean, I did the wave runners, man. You know,
Just as comfortable.
Mega comfortable. Very cozy, man. Yeah. You know, like a
you're doing your
global
this
warming.
Weekend.
Yeah. I'm on
your Yeezy.
Yeah, man. He be tripping, but we love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No disrespect.
All day.
But yo, man, shout out to him. Like, working for Heritage Vibes, and he was just telling me about everything. Like you know, Africa only accounts for like 8% of heritage sites around the world.
Damn.
That's weird, right?
Man, the whole continent is a heritage site.
Well, it's crazy, right? But he was like talking about how, and a lot of them are on the endangered list because of maybe low maintenance and, you know, disasters. And
I can believe that.
You know
who had fault for that?
Who?
Them niggas overseas, man. They fuck shit. Anyway, I don't want to get into that bag, but yeah.
What up, Nyet?
Yeah. They know themselves.
Nah, but yeah, go on. Because it's going to be a political talk.
He was just like saying you need to raise awareness in terms of heritage and preserving our heritage sites and preserving our heritage and our history, which is something I think is very important, you know, just on the side.
It's very crazy because there's a spot yesterday, my twin sister, my lady went to a spot in Houghton called Nelson Mandela Restaurant or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was also like a Nelson Mandela crib in Houghton. Not the museum one. Uh-huh. Like there was a crib and like apparently Leonard's been very badly maintained.
Badly maintained as well.
You know.
Yo, we need to do better. Guys, do better. But shout out to people that are fighting that fight. Shout out to Katleo for enlightening us on
soldier
on, such,
on brother
on
soldier
such
on
matters, you know, sober soldier, shout out to you,
yeah,
man.
Shout out to sober soldiers in the office as well, man. Shout out to our colleagues,
shout out to the out of town sober soldiers, because you know we out of town boys. One ran up on me. It was like, he's from Velcom. He's like, yo, man, you know, I forgot your name, homie, but like, yo, big shout out to Velcom. Shout out to the sober soldiers.
Talk about Velcom. There's another sober soldier who sent us some watches.
Shout out to TRP, man.
That's some
joints, man.
Show
love,
bro.
But don't be weird.
Is he from Velcom or Bethlehem?
He's from Free State.
Yeah,
freestate, you know the vibes. Manjaga. Yeah, but don't be weird, man. If you want to greet as a sober soldier, just greet, man. I was in a staring contest with a sober soldier, man.
That one.
Shout out to him, yo.
I forgot this story.
Oh, love. Because I'm in line, dog. I'm at the pharmacy, you know, trying to get some meds. I was fighting the flu. And this homie's in line and he's in front of me, but his body is facing towards me. So in my head, I'm like, why is this dude looking at me? And, you know, he's supposed to be facing the front.
Yeah.
But then he just starts staring. Like, now he's just like in a... stare contest now, you know? So I had to, so I had to be on my, you know? And so I let off a warning, like, yo, what's up, bro?
Damn.
But then he was like, yo, you know me from the podcast, right? And I was like, yeah.
Nah, I see.
Yeah, man. And he said something so beautiful and so endearing. He's like, bro, I've been listening to you guys since SoundCloud and since Varsity. I'm done with Varsity now. And it's so weird that we can be in somebody's chapter of life and lead them into another chapter. Not we, like lead them, but like...
We put people through school. Remember the last homies who were listening to us since high school, now they
said, yeah. The homie said, good morning, man.
Yeah.
Bro, that's beautiful, bro. Mm. Man, shout out, man. Like, yo,
shout
man.
Out to the new Sober Soldiers as well.
New Sober Soldiers, yeah, what's man. Up?
Come on.
What's up?
That's it. Yeah, man. Yo, it's, man. It's been lovely, y'all. Also, many other people. I mean, many other. yeah, many other people.
Many more.
Many, many more.
Yeah.
I love you, bro.
Sure.
You know, you usually trip up like this at the end of the show.
No, I'm getting into it. What I'm saying is that also a huge part of the show was the guests. Also, yeah. Shout out to the guests.
Yeah.
Shout out to the guests.
Especially.
Man.
Shout out to Tyson. Shout out to Tato. Shout out to.
I don't want to leave anyone out.
I started, so I have to carry
okay,
it on.
Okay, shout out to Megacy.
Shout out to AKA.
Focalistic.
Focalistic.
Shout out to Anzo. Shout out to Aubrey.
Flame.
You know,
shout out to
Mashaya Book.
Mashaya.
Shout out to Homegirl, man.
Homegirl.
Nah, man.
Fuck. Money Badu.
Money Badu. Yes.
Shout out to Money Badu.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. And then, yeah, man.
Yo,
those
man.
All the guests. Yeah, I think so.
Nah, Zulo. Shout out to Zulo.
Shout out to Ranster.
Come on, bro.
You see what I'm saying? Some kids.
If we left you out.
Blame it on the head, not the heart.
Yeah. Blame it on the head, not the heart.
Pause.
Hurry up. Hey, you. But
that's
yeah, man.
I say blame the mind, not the head.
Yeah, man. And shout out to everybody, you know, doing events that give us content for us in chopping sessions.
Yes, also. Yeah. Everybody, PR people.
All the PR people, all the record labels. Yo, Shishiliza and Venom.
Oh, damn. It was good.
Shishiliza.
He was going to drag us even. He's like, yo, there's hipsters because he calls us hipsters.
Yeah, not hipsters.
Age. No, also
you guys are age.
When he saw my Spotify rap, he's like, you're not beating this hipster allegation.
you guys are age. Yeah. When you balance and cards.
Yeah,
I know. And shout out to everybody that's edgy as well.
Yeah,
fellow edgy folks, you know, the
putting
vibes.
Putting in work
know?
In that car hard.
Yeah. Hell, man. Come on, man. Balancing in New Balance, all of that, bro.
All that,
and all the new balances, you know.
Yeah.
All the new balances
shout
come
out to
through.
New Balance as a brand as well. They
okay.
Send us shoes. Like, let me highlight.
Yeah, okay, cool.
They haven't sent us shoes. But we're getting shoes in the country that we've wanted for a long time.
This is true.
Yeah, man.
This is true. They're like, we're getting the JFGs.
Yeah. 580s.
I wish we're getting the Jowns.
Yeah. Adidas might bring the Jowns because they're doing a Jown Samba. So
yeah, they might because,
really
you know, he ain't gone, so.
Yeah.
But need. the brown 990 V3 Jown, come on, bro.
Definitely.
Ooh.
I mean, we got one Jown earlier on, which I don't want to get into now.
What's going on?
Yeah.
It's hot there.
Yeah. So
let it cook. Right? You're gonna have to let it cool down.
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
We'll just keep it going.
But you know, yeah, those brands and stuff like New Balance finally getting shoes and stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been nice, man. So you saw the Steez, you know?
Yeah,
shoes,
man.
Shout out to the music that dropped.
Yeah.
Super amazing.
Shout out to the musicians, man.
Shout out, man. You guys have I was asking like before, like if you guys have any like local, because really, I mean, like as people, we consume a lot of international music, but you have any locals like running up your numbers on your
playlists,
on the
rapped,
DSPs, your replays or your rapped?
Yeah, I preempted it a lot, I think, even before that. Tyson for me this year.
Mm.
That album was the one.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I mean,
there's a lot that features, but he features the highest.
Yeah. Me, it was Tato. Tato was my number five most listened to. Madlera was number nine.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, Life is Gangster was in the top 4 albums. Mm. Yeah. And then like, yeah, a bunch of, I think like 3 songs from Tato were on the top list.
So, yeah, it was all over your rap
too. Yeah. Mm. Not, it was on my replay because I use Spotify more for podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do listen to some joints there. I think on Spotify, I'm not sure if I had anyone local on my Spotify. But on my YouTube Music, I had my CAD with 30 million.
I didn't even know YouTube had it.
Yeah.
If you're on YouTube Premium, you get YouTube Music for free. So,
yeah.
I need to check out my YouTube Music.
Yeah. Well, let's keep Ed Boys.
Grammarly.
Grammarly. Monday.com.
Artlist. Are you a content creator? You need artlist.com.
But yeah, man. Yeah. So, man. Shout out to Tato. That Life Is Gangster album really, really did the numbers, man. On my, for me, it's still rap album of the year. I know commercially people might say like KOs, but yeah, for me, yeah, man. That's definitely rap album of the year, man. For me, man.
Amazing. Yeah, more shout outs to, yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean the events. I mean, it's not like we didn't do events for the chop session. We did a couple of events.
Well, we're shouting out, looking forward to the Sahas.
Tuesday.
When are they? Aren't they now?
Tuesday. So you guys will see this a day after the Sahas drop.
Yeah, so we don't know what happened.
So we don't know. You
do
don't
we
know.
Even have. This is a chat for offline.
What accreditation?
So it's all. Hey!
It's a choose
wait.
Choose one. Like, you're both.
Yo. Sky here is an ID. Titi. Yo. Oz. Shout out to Ozmic. Get Ozmic on the show. Shout out to Ozmic.
Finally.
Yeah.
Le Ballings.
Le Ballings.
Shout out to the museum as well.
Shout out to the
Shout out to Dojo.
Shout out to Flame Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Tlu, the audio guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to.
Why are we shouting out Flame Studios?
Because shout out to TuneCore because you know what I mean.
Shout out to Amped Studios.
Super hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We got a lot of love this year, man.
Super.
Keep spreading the love.
Super. I mean, like, you know, collectively.
Shout out to Ninth Wonder.
Yeah, out to Ninth Wonder.
International.
I'm international.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ninth Wonder. That was beautiful. Damn. Shout out to Artivist. You know what I mean?
Held us down. Nice.
You know what I mean? Like, yo. So, remember, you guys make this joke that we the shout out podcast? Yeah, this one is a real shout out podcast.
Yeah, I know. This episode is just. Love for the year.
Yeah, man. You know, shout out to everybody that's rocked with us behind the scenes, man. As well.
Definitely, yeah.
Young Ben, shout out, you know, Young Before King the Third.
Benzino,
shout out to Luazi.
Both them niggas is soaring up high, man.
Yeah, they flying up high.
Yeah, I mean, doing their thing. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Naledi as well. She helped me with the artwork.
A couple of times when
couldn't do it,
Shout
out, and yeah.
Yeah, man, it's been a beautiful year, man.
It's
like I said, I mean, we have done a couple of events. We did the Tobe with the Heineken Arise.
Do you want to start in the week? Like,
what happened in the week?
It's just the DJI.
Yeah.
But that was
like
that was not an event. But you can tell us more about Spotify.
The real mixy boy.
I don't know. While I check on the camera, you can like just tell the story of
now
the Spotify.
Give this man a shot, bro. Because I'm pulling up on this dude, yo. What up, Khetsi?
Guys, drop that green rap bomb.
Okay, I told you guys on Wednesday. I told you I'm not working, so I'm gonna go day drinking. So I went to shout out to Tero, Amo, Gabi, and
this place.
And Lati. They have this nice thing at Louise and Anne on Wednesdays. Like all cocktails are like $50. So shout out to the homies. So I went to that.
No, we saw the stories.
Yeah, and then from there we went to the Royale. They're like, oh, there's a Spotify party happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Around about what time was this?
Seven in the evening.
Oh, we were still
You know what I mean? Yeah. Out on the block, right? We were around the corner, literally.
Yeah,
but also,
and then I hit up Klein. I'm like, yo.
And to top it off, you ask us, where is this DJI thing happening? We're out here like dum-dums explaining where it at.
Blame what it, up, man?
Blame it on the lake and not the heart.
Blame it on the
But eventually got through to the Spotify party. Nice party. Mad liquor on deck. Took care of everybody. It was, Duce was like.
Duce on tap.
Duce on tap. Yeah, so Prosecco, but it was nice, man.
A
lot of influences. And yeah, I mean, at the part that I got there was just like, I forgot who the guy was playing, who the guy that was playing, his name. But yeah, that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And then shout out to him. And then they had like these nice dances, you know, stripper-esque. But yeah, it was fun. I was lit, niggas. I don't know, but it was fun. Oh, and then after that, do you know where we went?
We definitely don't, because we didn't even know that you were going to Spotify.
Sorry, my friend. Sorry. And then we went to Montana, huh?
Huh?
Got to Montana. It went up, yo.
It was eventful.
It was eventful. At 4 a.m., I was like, nah.
Damn. Super eventful, man.
Yeah, at 4 a.m. I was like, nah, man.
4 a.m.
I was like, nah, I gotta go home now. But yo, shout out to Twice and Cedric. I was out there with them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we were out there with DJ Cedric, with Cedric.
Shout out to Cedric, man. Shout out to Socks, Cedric. You know, so
shout out Socks, yeah.
Yo, man, that guy, man.
Shout out Ali. Shout out Jay.
Shout out Jay. Ali.
Yeah.
Double down on that, man. Shout out, man.
Shout out, two-time alum, Loot Love. She was out there too.
Oh, salute.
Yeah.
What was happening at that event?
I mean, it was like product launches, basically, sort of, and just acclimatizing everybody and familiarizing them with the products that DJI has. You know,
it's like a brand exercise, and just like letting you know how you can use their products to do content creation.
Yeah,
like even on a low scale when it's just you shooting yourself. That kind of thing.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, man. Super dope. Super enlightening as well. Yeah. I really enjoyed the panel talk. I think they've got something super dope next year lined up for creators. So if you're a creator, just keep your eyes peeled on their pages, man. They might have something special for you, man. Don't sleep.
Especially you drone users out there.
Drone users, gimbal users. But drone users, I guess, very important for them, because it could be something that's nice on your pocket as well. Just keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah,
they're working on something really dope,
man.
Really dope for drone users nationwide in South Africa, because apparently our laws are super crazy for drone users and super expensive to, like, you know, adhere to. So yeah, man, just keep your eyes peeled.
Where do you fly your drone?
No, mine is like 249 grams. From 250 grams and up, you have to register. You have to check. There's laws you have to check with.
Oh.
So if I put on a bigger battery, then I'm in trouble.
Oh, okay.
You know. But also, though, that guy was talking like big scale.
I know he's not breaking the law, man. Like, I'm like, this is pizza, man.
Hey, yo, that's something makes you sound like a square. Like, yo, he's not going to break the rules.
Hey, nothing wrong.
It's a square.
Being a law-abiding citizen is being a square, guys.
Hey. Ain't nothing wrong being a law-abiding citizen. Shout out to all my law-abiding citizens out there, man. You know what I mean?
Notice there was no shots to that.
Yeah, we don't give shots to no law-abiding citizens. Give them an applause or something, man. Okay. Come on, man. Come on. We love them, man. Why would you hate on law-abiding citizens, bro? Come on. Give them some love. What's wrong with this guy?
Oh, you guys following the law. Hey, I was just playing the show.
They just abide into the law. Nothing special.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, shout out to them, man. And then I went through to the, it was a year in AfriCore joint. Shout out to AfriCore. Yeah, man, they had like something dope at their offices, you know, like 70s theme, 70s theme, disco type vibes. It was quite dope, man. Mash Beats was out there playing. Shout out to Mash, you know. He had a dope set, you know, had the people dancing.
What did you wear to it?
Ah, man, Chuck 70s. Chuck 70s, the J.W. Andersons, you know? Mm. They got a disco feel too.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
You know, came through with the Levi's bowling shirt, disco with the hamburger bowling, meat hanging all out. Come on, man. Yeah. Looking very suave.
Looking very Miami, you know what I mean?
You know, some raw denims as well. Come on, a little Rico Suave. Come on, man.
We could have possibly matched.
Yeah, possibly. Like, should have came through. We'll do the Spider-Man meme, you know what I mean? Come on. Alan.
Not with the 70s.
I was about to say.
No, it's the bowling shed.
Yeah.
Bowling boys worldwide.
Yeah, bowling boys.
What are you going to wear? What shoes are you going to wear?
I would probably wear the 70s as well, but probably wear the brown joints, the car joints, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to wear them.
Some brown Dickies, chocolate brown Dickies. I mean, the Cubana shirt off.
Cubana shirt. Come on, man. The shirt flapping in the wind. Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man. With a chain on. Come on, man. A little medallion. Yo, man. I'm going to dinner. I might just pull that swag out, man. Hair flapping in the wind like I'm Cuban or something, baby. What up, baby?
And the weather allows.
The weather's brilliant for it, dog.
Man, that was dope. Year end parties, like, they be going up like that, bro.
I was planning to get cash a lot, but after that Montana situation, I was like,
nah, you good, you rocked.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I know.
You really ran.
Yeah, I saw you. I'm good.
Wait till the 16 when you're arrested in the winter. That's a figure.
Big Waraya End is coming.
Yeah, so. The Big Waraya End.
Yeah, it's the last bender. So, yeah.
So Jimmy Lion.
Waraya the last bender.
Yeah, so, hey.
So that's going to be a vibe, man. And then, Arise, man.
Yeah, Arise.
Very dope. I mean, I got there late.
A very dope party that was not well lit.
Wow. In terms of what it was dark. He means literally dark, like the lighting.
Yeah.
It was dark. I didn't mind the darkness.
Me neither.
I really didn't.
I didn't think it was really that dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you got used to it, but when you first get in, you're like, yo. But when you move to the, especially by the bar, I found it to be quite dark. But
I liked the darkness because it allowed you to see the screens there.
When you see the show.
He was like, you can see. Man.
And they had the lyrics in the back as well.
Making me out my problems now. I have eye problems.
Damn. Fix them.
What are you doing?
Got eye problems, get a shot.
I'm ready with the...
But I can see.
In some instances, but yeah.
Now that the rain
but
is
yeah,
gone.
Man, beautiful party.
It was a beautiful party. Shout out to Heineken, Tobe. Man, I'm not pronunciation, sharp. I'm not sure if I say Tobe.
Tobe Chukudu, Tobe.
Tobe. Shout out to Tobe and Fat.
They call him Toby again, like Toby. So you can say Toby.
People were chanting Toby.
They call him Toby. Mariana but his name is Tobe Chukundu.
Tobe. I'm going to Africa. Tobe for my American. Give me the African one.
Yeah, that's what people are
saying. He sounded African.
He sounded like Dr. Uma, Africa with a K.
Yeah.
Pen, Prince of Pen Africanism.
Shout out Dr. Uma.
Shout out to Dr. Uma all day, man. All day. He's coming into the country.
I was about to say, Dr. Uma, come on the show.
Dr. Uma, come on the show, bro.
What's going on?
That would be entertaining.
Prince of Pan Africanism.
Yeah, that would be wild entertaining. But yeah, man, the events were dope. Nothing much happened in terms of rap.
It's because you got there late.
No, he's talking about rappers.
Yeah, we missed the rap performances, except for Tobe.
I bumped into Marcus Harvey also. He's like, yo.
He was on early,
yeah? Yeah.
He was like the first one.
Yeah, Iris and Jay Jordy were also on.
Yeah.
When I got there, there was a hip hop DJ playing. He played nice.
Man, I really I wanted to see Reese, man. I always want to see Reese.
Yeah. I want to see Jay Jordy as well, though.
Yeah. It was packed, though.
It was super packed. Like,
it was a beautiful turnout, man.
Yeah. And I was surprised, bro, because maybe lack of my awareness, but I was like, yo, man. I'm not sure because everybody that I was talking to didn't know about the party.
Yeah. Mm.
So I thought that, okay, it will be like something intimate. But yo, man, people came out and, it was love.
It was packed, but it wasn't the usual suspects.
Yeah. Also, that's nice.
That's dope.
Seeing people that you don't know get
Into it. Or seeing people that you haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Got an interesting fan base with Torbe, man. Like, I must say. Like, I was like, what? You into this? And they're like, yo, like, super.
I thought that he had a fan base all in all, because I thought that it was just Keto. Because, I never hear about him from Keto. Yo, this nigga Torbe, man. Wow. He out of Texas, man. That nigga, hey, he raps with his own. I'm like, my nigga.
Yeah, you didn't give
it. What is this nigga saying? But I must say, great performer.
Yeah. Wonderful performer.
Great performer.
Yeah. Everything. Choreography, band, stage
presence,
backup backup singers, you know what I'm saying?
Energy, and everybody's energy was like
everybody is aligned.
That was fine. The sound could have been better, but we
could have been way better. But
when you surpass that, then you just enjoy.
Man.
And when you see him having fun like that, he just looks like he loves this
South Africa.
Joburg,
nigga.
No, South African. Come on, dog. He's accurate. Thank you.
He even put it on his Instagram like literally
like when I got home, he was there.
Yeah.
What was that?
He was ready, like with the show, everything.
The shots from the show.
Oh, dope. Yeah.
And even him riding with 12, he's like the only time I ride with 12 when they were like,
oh, he was going by 12.
Driving him,
Haram.
Wow. Hectic.
It's the pigs, yo.
Yep.
Haram.
Hectic. Yeah, man. Like I said, man, nothing much happened.
He killed it.
Shout out to Torbe, man.
Shout out to Torbe.
Spicy for nothing. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was a very nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Torbe. Shout out to Fat.
Shout out to them, man.
Yeah,
Mario. That was the event vibe.
And I went to Compound after. Shout out to Smanga and Nebs.
Shout out the boys.
Shout out.
Big moves. What used to be third place.
Black business.
Yeah, it's now the Compound. It's bigger. It's nicer.
Poundu. Poundu.
Yep. And
then.
It's run by them now. So.
Pagati a pound.
Yeah, it was a hip hop night, so which was fun. And I think I got too late. I was just hanging in the booth with the Chai homie. And
Shout out to the Chai homie.
Man, shout out to that Chai homie, man. The first time I heard like one of my favorite songs from Tato's from him, man, like in a set. I never thought I'd hear that song out, man.
Shout out to the Chai homie.
And I just want to big him up again because I saw how much of a great DJ he is last night.
He is, bro.
Just last night.
No, I mean like he even proved it even further because the one CDJ was not working.
Oh.
And he was mixing on one. He had to like do some sort of magic. I was just like, yo, man. And I told him like, yo.
Was he using Serato though?
No, straight up record box on thingy.
Yo.
Shout out to that Chai homie, man. I remember even when he was playing. When you did the Play Games night.
Yeah, at the mansion.
At the mansion, you know. Shout out to Play. Had us out there. Yeah, man. Had like a dope games night and that Chai homie was playing, man.
Yeah.
He's really, really. He's that guy, man.
Macked it, dog.
Yeah, he's that guy, man, you know.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a dope hip-hop DJ.
Hip-hop?
He's him.
Hip-hop.
My lyrics are bottomless.
The rap people bottomless. The lyrics are
bottomless. Yeah. But shout out to Smanga and Nabs, you know.
Yeah.
Compound. So that's
Poundu. Compound.
Pagati a pound.
I think it's open like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh.
I think I feel like a Poundu.
Yeah.
Tola Poundu.
The dog pound.
Yeah, boy, yes. Oh, oh.
The compound, yeah.
This nigga's in, oh, oh.
I went to bed and then came to studio today.
No doubt. No,
oh,
doubt.
Boy, now you're doing your thing, man.
Yo. December, guys.
Yeah, December ring. But yeah, man, also shout out to Abuti Philip. You know, he did a Philip in Northwest.
Yes.
Shout out to Casper, man.
Yes.
Like, I know that that's not an easy thing to pull off, especially in like certain like provinces as well. You
at
know
all.
And I know like Mabato Stadium has its own issues, like just in terms of maintenance and whatnot. And yo, he had to put in a lot
a lot of money too.
Look that dope, and you know, and just doing something for the folks there, you know, is really, really,
for
really
the folks
cool.
At home,
yeah,
really admirable, really dope. So shout out to Abuti Philip, man, another one for him under the belt, man.
Another one,
really dope. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to his whole team, you know, Muti, Lee, and everyone, you know,
everybody.
Them dudes is putting in major. Major.
Shout out
major
to Chester. Shout out to Tilly. Shout out to
everybody, man. MJ,
Bridge,
all them cats. You
shout
know.
Out to Family Tree.
Yeah. Shout out to Root of Fame. Go fail.
990.
Okay. Go born up, boy. But yo, man, I mean, like, just before we wrap it up, I mean, some music did drop, you know. Questa and Gabzas dropped an album.
The Hood, loving it, dog.
Like, I'm seeing it going up on stories. Gang.
Have you guys listened to it?
I haven't.
I've given it a breeze. I haven't lived with it like that. It's more of the... It's like Kwaito with heavy, with heavy log drum in it. But it's well produced and it's in his pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a lot of people's favorite Questa pocket. So I think that's like something that people can really enjoy, man. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. So, yeah, man. So, and shout out to Questa, shout out to Kabza. And I mean, like, if we're going to be talking about something that's adjacent to piano, I mean, we'd be remiss to not give a shout out and rest in peace to DJ Somebody. That's a
condolences really, to the fam.
Really big loss for the game.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody has been privileged enough to experience that guy live or at his establishment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just what he was doing for the eventing scene, the music scene, was super amazing. And I mean, like, his legacy will definitely live on. Ashin Twe, Ayep Yep, long live, you know?
Long live
Somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, while we RIPing, I mean, like, the first time I heard about Somebody, like, it was from the dudes from Skipani. You know what I mean?
Ali and them.
Yeah. Because he had given them money to run the site at a point.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
And like, now, like, RIP to Mandesa.
Oh, man.
Who was like at Skipani, who was like the editor of Skipani there.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
Super amazing. Yeah. Also did a lot for just like, you know, hip hop media as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, just an amazing soul, amazing being.
Yeah.
Like, yo, man, if you've ever interacted with her, and I know a lot of artists have, and I know that they'll feel that loss, and RIP to her, and condolences
man.
To the family, man. She's a Val 18.
18 my yin.
Homegirl.
18 in the air.
So 18 for her, man. Yeah. Rest in peace to Mandesa.
RIP.
Lots of love and prayers to the family, man. Yo.
Yeah.
So, yo, man.
Do us up.
Yeah, man. So as much as it's been a super dope year, it has been a super heavy year for losses, man. Like, if we be 100, you know, so rest in peace to all of our fallen soldiers this year, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's sad to say, like, it's too many to even mention like that. Like, that's where you also, like, even
so
afraid
much,
to leave out. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
And that's what I was about to say.
That is so
crazy.
Sad to say,
it's
man.
So crazy.
You know what I mean? I think in the same breath, let's all take care of ourselves. I mean, it's December. It's silly season. And if it's silly season, it's not just silly in a positive way. You know what I mean? A lot of weird stuff happens as well. So guys, also just take care of yourselves as
on
well.
On the roads,
you know,
in general.
Yeah, man. You know?
Even the matriculants, yo. Hey,
yeah.
Relax.
Chill out.
Relax.
Don't let anybody help you at the ATM.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. That's standard, though.
Standard. Yeah. Watch out for the scammers.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about new music. Oh, man. I bumped that. Like, I finally bumped it, like, more than three times.
Mesh Beats.
No, Ginger Trail.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
I got Repo Boy. He's man, but like, yo, man, that guy, man.
You're going to enjoy it.
Oh, really?
You're going to enjoy it, yeah.
He's in that pocket, yeah. You know, the texture.
That's why I say you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'll bump it.
Trilly gang.
It's just been hectic.
Trilly
so
gang.
Nah, Trilly, Trilly put a dope one, man. And Big Hash also dropped something dope.
I didn't see.
Like, I would have been
that
in
that shy homie in four remix.
Yeah, in four remix.
In four remix dropped as well.
Somebody give them money because they want to do the video to the remix. Just putting it out there. Prince, get with the shy homie.
Yeah.
Let me just get the name.
Mesh Beats.
Mesh Beats. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Mesh Beats.
I think out of the new music, based on how my life has been set up in the past couple of weeks, I was just stuck on Mesh Beats because
it was mellowing you out.
Yeah, because that was the one that I was able to get into, and when everything picked up pace,
yeah,
I didn't have time to venture into something new.
Yeah.
With a fair ear to say.
No, 100%.
You know, 100%. But speaking of the Mesh Beats, I mean, I like it. My favorite is, what's the joint, man? Track number 3. I know Muzi's on there, and Yams is on there on the co-production.
I'll tell you now.
I like...
The Big Hash album is called Better Late Than Never as well. It's really, really dope, by the way. Check it out. I mean, he's a high quality artist, man. Like, yeah, man, he really, really puts his...
He's talking about in. Make It Out Alive.
Make It Out Alive. That's my favorite jam on there. And it's, I'm not even going to lie, like, it's a bit too mellow than expected, but it's not bad.
But the project?
Yes.
I like that. It's different.
It's very different.
I mean, if we're basing it off the lead singles, Never Ride, CBD, and what's the other joint?
You know what?
The joint with Yata.
Cylinder.
I would live with it in winter.
I mean, I like, man, there's a lot
I
of...
I like it, though.
I like it, man. There's a lot of joints that I'll go back to. I mean, me and song names, but the joint with Tyson and
Taco.
Yes. I remember you guys chatting about it. Yeah. Like, and
that
then
Tyson
I was like,
verse, though.
Yeah, yeah. Tyson went in.
Didn't have a J-O-B. I was selling D-O-P. Yeah. The E was on my tank.
No ways.
Yeah, he came in hard.
No ways. Yo, man, the way that guy really connected the words and the run-on lines on that, dog, just technically from a writing perspective. Tyson. Yo, man, he's on one, man. And even his No Paper freestyle. Shout out to the homies at Stay Low.
Work, Stay Low.
Yeah, No Paper, yeah.
Yeah, No Paper. Shout out to Tyler Linkman as well. He was on one of those.
He was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Tyson was on the next one. Man, Tyson... demolish that, man.
Create the content, guys.
Demolish that. Yo, shout out to those. Are you giving them a shot, man? Give them a round of applause, man. Stay Low, homies.
He's dropping a shot.
No, it's not a bad shot.
It's not a bad shot.
Come
like,
on, bro.
You know, it's kind of those shots that Jim Jones was dropping for Big Pop and them on...
Lick a shot.
Yeah,
it's not Jim Jones.
Not Jim Jones, man.
Yeah, you see now. That one was a shot. We'll see you now. Are
you taking a shot at me? Hey,
shout out to Stay Low.
Shout out to Stay Low,
man. Stay Low every day,
man. Yeah, man. They've been hard working all year. All year. I'm not doing that. You must have fun there.
It's been a long year, bro.
It's been a long year. So like Labona, guys. I mean Rechita Relaxita, you know? This is just something to say Rale Leboga.
Yeah.
And just not leave your just hanging at the end of the year, man. Yeah, that's the name of the episode, man. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
in brackets, shout out.
Litsibore. For the year.
Yeah.
I tried.
So please, I'm at inbox. Yo, you can hit us up, but you know the vibes.
Tori Young.
Kolobeta. Yo.
Nigga said, get that girl away. That's it.
They were like, fit little hat.
Are you happy?
No, requite. Di chalete di patetswe. Hey, wena. Hey. Wena re kwa ipi le shaba ke le furule.
Ga le furule tsa. Le bela di kamera go. O le bela di lebela di kamera.
Ga le re nyatsa. Hey. Le bale le. Re kwa ipi le re putume. Kolobe.
Yo young Tory got a.
Kolobe. He's got a hot one for the streets, man. It's got a hot one for the street. So hot, the wide even went airier. That's how
I feel.
I
waited until I bought
Ah, no. Pizza.
Hey, yo. Kolobeta.
That's my joint for December. Thank you, young Tory. You know, that Valianos. It's beautiful. It's magnifique. Ya Kolobeta. Ah, ya kolobetsa mo ke a tsana ka ba ke sa tshwara shampoo pele ba kolobetsa ka sparkling water po ya. Kolobe.
Follow bodla nyana.
Yeah, ya San Pellegrino. E seng ena lena fela boys. Mhm. Yeah, no. But yo guys, a light work man. Shout out to everybody. I don't know what you guys wanted, end of year things, favorites, whatever. I don't have much of those.
We don't do lists. Everything is our favorite, man.
Everything is our favorite, man.
Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to every rapper every that put rapper. Out, man. Like that put out a project. I know I forgot to mention this project when I listened to it. Miles' project was really dope as well, man. Mm. You know, Miles is such a, yo, bro, such a great musician and very complete, bro. Like, shout out, again, we shouting out Pretoria. PTA's boy, they be doing so much work, man. Beautiful, man.
Miles, I'm a words.
Yeah, Miles, words.
Yeah.
Yo, Tato, you know, Tyson, you know, Reese, Jody.
You know.
Hash is also from PTA, man, if I'm not mistaken. No,
he's from the East.
Is it? Oh, yeah. my bad. Shout out to Flame. Flame dropped on your East. We've been mentioning East. That Flame, Jamanda 2. Super amazing. So everybody that dropped the project, you know, shout out to Glary, you know. Dor tu pov. Come on, man.
Dor tu pov.
Come on, man.
Yan jiga jiga manji.
Yeah, that was also very high on my playlist. Yan jiga jiga manji. Yeah, man.
That's beautiful. So yeah.
Pretty ugly.
Also features in my thingy.
Pretty ugly. That mud. Vibes, dog. Yo, y'all check the Makazana video. I'm at Leraville.
Boom, Makazana.
That was a very dope video, man. Yeah. I really liked it, man. Like, very experimental, very, you know, and you're seeing all those cameos about Primo and whatnot, man. Primo, hella hilarious, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Justin J.
I see people putting I know Tato and Tyson put out two Home and Away
Home
Games.
Home and Away Games video. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, man.
Also, shout out to Big Step as well. You put out Big Step. Big Step outside. Come on, man.
Yeah. DJ Kemo dropped as well.
Yep, dropped that EP.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
The vibes. Shout out to Sai as well. Dropped the visualizer for Becky. Becky.
In all white.
Becky. I love Sai, man. Come on, man. All day. That's the V side. Come on, man.
Big up Val Mafia.
Yeah, twerk away, man.
I want to shit. Shout out to Shibby Shit. All year, all day, forever, man. Can't wait to go home. Link up with dude. See what can happen.
Be safe, though.
Of course.
We'll go twerk. Twerk. Twerk out.
Make everybody twerk, though. Make everybody go twerk out now.
Shit.
Shit.
The Ghetto Gospel dropped. I mean, now that, you know, after the app dropped, the Ghetto Gospel dropped.
It dropped
as well.
Same time as the app.
Same day. Super, super dope. Can't wait to see more of the visuals rolling out. I love the everything. Beautiful songs. Dog, I love that album, man. Harder is so beautiful. That's a dope joint. Dipuo, obviously.
That's when that's really open an album. Yeah,
really dope. Very dope album. Shout out to Focalistic, man. Beautiful work.
Shout out to the events as well, man. I know we don't have a lot of hip hop events anymore, but shout out to Not Benjamin. You pushed through the year.
Bro.
Not Benjamin, come to the show.
Well, most of it from your pocket.
Not Benjamin, come to the show.
Not Benjamin.
Shout out to Not Benjamin.
Yeah, you really, yo, man, you deserve, yeah, you deserve a lot, bro. I mean, there's people like on that mid-tier indie scene that really, I think, you know, were like the catalyst for hip hop being so prevalent this year, man.
They really held it down. They bubbled from, they did that groundwork,
guys, and we really need to acknowledge them and give them their flowers, bro. I mean, like, let's talk about it. Never Ride, dog. Like, Never Ride really had hip hop on its back for a while, bro. Before like Lemonade dropped, before maybe like if you mention Sette as well, Never Ride had people talking hip hop. You know what I mean? The verse of the year came from that song. That song is just, you know,
they even featured in an ad.
Featured in an ad, like a really dope ad. Shout out to Spotify for that. Oh, shout out to Spotify for the placement. You know what I mean? Great arts and culture podcast. You know, definitely. That's us, bro. Come on. Shout out to Spotify. But yeah, man, like I'm saying, like Never Ride really, really did something for the hip hop community. The remix, you know, bringing people together like that.
Yep.
You know, also giving rise to the Posse Cut again, because I see other remixes also.
There's
like
a lot of Posse Cuts that are coming up.
You know what I mean? So
even four remixes,
Posse. Yo, man, like a lot of Posse remixes. So shout out to Mash, Tato, and Larry. You guys did that, man. So like,
there was even a joint with Larry that dropped like 2 weeks ago.
No, like a Posse Cut with the black and white video.
With the black and white video.
D-Koala, I think, as well. D-Koala's
in there. So a bunch, like some Cape Town cats.
Really dope. And there are other indie artists that are really doing their thing. I'm all Simulation Raps. Like there's so many others, you know, Venom Raps. I've seen, you know, like really, really just dope guys that are also on the come up. So hey man, hip hop, it's in a nice place, man. It's in a nice place. Also the dope hip hop media that's been happening, you know, it's also a beautiful thing. So shout out, man. Shout out to everybody doing their thing and
everybody
in the ecosystem.
Rock your body.
Yeah, this one's for y'all. Let's just take a freestyle, you guys.
Let's just build on, guys.
Let's just build.
Go
man.
Higher.
Harder. And with that said,
shout out to my mom.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.